From the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Here Peter is speaking to the multitude during the day of Pentecost and the falling of the precious Holy Spirit. Here we see the importance of water baptism after salvation. Water baptism is a sacrament of the New Testament church, the New Testament experience that publicly displays our inward conversion toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Water baptism is necessary as an act of obedience, but not necessarily as an act of salvation. As we know, we are saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, not of works, lest any man should boast. Coming from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, we don't do good works to be saved. We do good works after we're saved. As a result, water baptism and outward work is not necessary for salvation, but necessary as an act of obedience after salvation. Water baptism is a public display of our death, our burial, and our resurrection in the Lord Jesus Christ. Water baptism identifies the old man being dead to sin, the old man buried with Christ, and the new man raised in newness of life and alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Water baptism is done publicly so individuals can publicly acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ and as a result also be accountable to all those in the church that we have publicly confessed Christ to. There were times where individuals did not want to be publicly baptized because of tremendous persecution from family and back then from the Roman Empire. Even today, individuals are sometimes hesitant to publicly profess Christ because of persecution from family and a sense of being ashamed to profess the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "If you deny me before men, I will deny you before the angels of God." Individuals who are water baptized after confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are dipped beneath the water as a symbol of the old man being dead and the old man being buried, which is death closure, and the new man being risen up in Christ. Paul teaches in Romans chapter 6 that the old man is dead to sin. And we should reckon ourselves dead to sin. When temptation comes, we don't have to sin. Sin no longer has dominion over us, for the old man is dead and buried. When the temptation to lie comes, we're dead. When the temptation to have sex outside of marriage comes, we are dead. When the temptation comes to steal, we're dead. The old man is dead and buried, and the new man risen up in Jesus Christ. Now we can begin to live a life that's pleasing to God, being spirit-led, spirit-empowered, and spirit-controlled. Alive to God with the life of Christ, able to fellowship with God, able to have a relationship with God, able to have the peace of God, the joy of the Holy Spirit, and having everlasting life through Jesus Christ. For the scriptures state that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on him, though he were dead, yet shall he live. the new man being risen in Christ. For the scriptures teach, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Water baptism is not done for salvation. Water baptism is not done to be sprinkled. Water baptism is done by immersion, symbolizing the old man being dead, the old man being buried, and the new man risen in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.